there's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR to get you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going on.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM got it going.
Yo, yo, y'all, what to do, this is your girl, Carla B, and you're tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Let's talk about it.
Hey, hey, hey.
what's up? I got the moves like Jagger. I do. I really think I do. Welcome to the early show on EOTM Radio. It is I, Carla B, and I got an exciting, y'all. It's going to be exciting, rockin', jockin', fantabulous show for y'all. I'm going to be chatting with hip-hop artists in a little bit, as it is. So make sure you are with me for the duration of the show. A couple quick announcements, and I'm so excited to be making these announcements. I don't know. I just am. EOTM Media Group, we are proud to announce that starting October of 2012, selected EOTM TV footage will air live on, not live, but it'll air on LA's cable network, Channel 36 in Los Angeles. The show will center around our red carpet interviews as well as our exclusive celebrity interviews and news. So make sure that you stay connected to EOTMradio.com as well as EOTMblog.com for the 411 on that. You want to definitely stay in tune and updated for that. And speaking of celebrity news, because we know that there's a lot of stuff going on, and you can definitely go to EOTMTV.com for some of our red carpet celebrity news and all that stuff. But right now, since you're here, right here with me, and Sweet Tea, I think it's only right for her to go ahead and break it down to you guys and share with what's going on in entertainment, because there's so much. And I can't keep up with it all, but I know one person who can. Sweet Tea is in the house. What's goody, girl?
Hey, what's up, Carla B?
It's all you, Bookie.
It's all me.
Yes,
oh,
Bookie.
Good.
It's all you, Bookie.
Well,
hope you like your new name.
Oh, I don't like it. I do not like it.
Okay.
Well, everybody should know this about Beyonce and Jay-Z. If you don't, you must be living underneath a rock, as they would say.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows that JC and Beyonce is having a baby. Yes, she's announced it. She's having a baby. She rubbed that belly, and it's about time she took some of her words. She said around 30 she wanted to have her child, and yes,
oh my God.
Did.
Amen
yes.
to that. Ooh, yeah,
just,
Lord. Praise God. Lord.
Yes, and that's a good thing, because some people don't, you know, live up to their dreams, and so far so good. Ever since she was a little girl, everything so far is coming true. And she set goals, and she's going for it, and she's doing it. So I'm so happy for her and JC. I hope we see many more little stars they created. And Jennifer uh-huh. husband, you know, I know, you know, she lost all that weight, and
yeah.
it's just crazy because now she's a size zero.
Mm. Who would want to be a size zero, huh?
I guess
okay, everybody
been big
in
all your life, and
uh-huh.
I guess she's so scared. I guess she's just, like, torturing herself, like, I'm going to just not eat fried chicken, waffle cookies.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
All that good
stuff. Without, girl, please, I'm going to have to be my size 22. I'm straight. I'm just
but
kidding.
You know what? I'm sure she is.
I'm just kidding. Did you
stuff.
Get that? I'm not a 22. I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
kidding.
Yeah,
okay.
I know you are. It
okay.
wasn't a joke.
Okay.
So I just want to say, you know, I'm sure she's still eating all that good stuff, but she's eating it in a good
moderation.
Way. Like healthy.
Okay.
A healthy way. Like healthy pizza, healthy cheese.
All right.
Healthy,
I'm wrong with that.
All that good stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, Will Smith and J-Lo, it was.
J-Lo? It's Will Smith and J-Lo now. What? Will
I mean,
Smith
Jada Pinkett.
Girl,
I'm so sorry. I got J-Lo on my mind.
Girl, I know you.
Girl, get over it.
Because you
get
know what's going on on EOTMblog.com. I actually reported that the reason why they were saying that the issues was going on with Jada Pinkett, because Jada Pinkett, you know, she co-stars with Mark Anthony, J-Lo's ex-husband. So they're saying Jada Pinkett and Mark Anthony
has.
Oh,
that's a rumor also.
Yeah,
that was
it
the
is.
Rumor. She pronounced mm-hmm. that out of her own mouth. That is
mm-hmm.
not true. But what I was going to say about
mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, I mean,
mm-hmm.
Willow. He, what? Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God. That was my
mm-hmm.
You throwing me off. I can't even think.
Ain't my fault you want to talk about it.
I mean, all this unnecessary stuff, honey.
It's my
you
show.
Have your,
TC.
You don't have your time to shine in a minute, baby. You wanted me to give you the gossip, and I'm trying to do my job so I can exit out of your show. So, anyways, like I was saying, Jada Pinkett and her husband, a rumor was going around that they was divorced. They pronounced that was a lie. They still happy, and he kissed her so long and, like, to the point on stage, to the point I'm like, get a room, okay? He started putting on the booze. The kiss was, like, at least for 5 minutes on stage. I guess he was trying to prove to the world, this is my baby.
That's
and ain't nothing
shame.
Wrong with that. Yeah, and then the next letter that I have, Carla B, I heard that she's in a size 3 now.
Girl, stop. I don't think I would ever even want to get that tiny, please. I tell you what, I did jog about 3 miles today, and I feel really, really good. I came back after my jog, and I ate about 12 pieces of chicken wings. So I I'm just kidding, girl. But
it's good for 1,000.
Wow. Well, that's what's the any more celebrity news or gossip or anything else you want to say before I kick you out the door?
Sweet Tea, she's fine. She's still cute. She still got pretty brown eyes. That's me. And y'all can hear me every other Tuesday, and I have some good for you. Yes. What's up?
That's right. Every other Tuesday right here on EOTM Radio. Peace out, girl. Get out.
Peace out.
See you next week. Yes, sir. That was Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva. She is a box of chocolates. I'm telling you, you got to love her. You got to love her because she's so sweet. But if you're just tuning in, I am happy to report that you are here with me tonight because you have accepted truth and love. Yes, by swallowing the red pill, you are here with me at the eBuzz. So welcome, a warm, hearty welcome to all the newcomers, the new people, the truth seekers and all that good stuff. You're here with me, and I'm kind of crazy. I'm going to have to put a disclaimer out really quickly. The thoughts and beliefs of Carla B does not reflect the thoughts and beliefs of EOTM Radio and Media. And with that, y'all, I want to give a warm and hearty welcome to one of the hottest hip-hop artist on the planet, y'all. This lady, she actually was inspired by me. I'm just kidding. She was inspired by Queen Latifah, Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, Missy Elliott, the likes of those people, and I know that there's probably plenty more that she'll mention. This lady's name is As It Is, and her content, I mean, I believe that she is definitely destined to leave some greatness for the world. This is an artist ready to leave a crater within our solar system, and that's kind of scary. I don't know the things I say, but she is definitely, I think, like a blend of hip-hop and soul, and she has this cutting edge, and all at the same time, she kind of keeps a grip on the staple elements in which the genre hip-hop is rooted. She is definitely someone that you want to be connected to. And with that, I want to, before I keep running on and on and on, I'm going to go ahead and welcome and open it up to hip-hop artist As It Is. Welcome to the eBuzz.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl, I'm just going to start a rap. What's good? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So what I try to do a lot of times, As It Is, when I have our guests on, I kind of like conform to their tone and everything, but I really don't think your tone is me because you're too calm and collected.
I'm so way too relaxed. I know.
Yeah, so I can't do that. I'm going to have to just be tight. You know?
I want you to be yourself.
That's no disrespect. But definitely welcome to the show. And for the listeners out there, As It Is, that for whatever reason may not have heard of you, if you can go ahead and share with them, give them a brief snapshot of As It Is.
A brief snapshot, okay. I would say As It is a neo-soul artist with rapping potential. I guess if you wanted to compare it to Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu, kind of like a mix of those two things. But I would say more like a, you know, acoustic neo-soul hip-hop artist.
Okay. Okay, in a nutshell. Yeah, and she said acoustic neo-soul hip-hop.
Yeah,
so what
more
I want
like
to
a
do...
natural sound.
Okay, all right, and I would definitely agree. Just listening to some of your music, I would definitely have to agree with that. So what I want to do right now before we even get any further, I think it's only fair that I put you on the spot. I'm just kidding. It's only fair that I go ahead and feature a little bit of your music. So right now I want to go ahead and put on this first track is City of Love. This is by As It Is. And check it out, y'all. We'll be right back with As It Is. All righty. I think we'll be right back with After Weird Love. All right, so we're having a little bit of technical issues, so we're not going to play the track right now. Or are we? Okay, they told me we were. Hold tight.
Cool.
Give love in the city, in the city, in the city of love.
Welcome back, y'all, to the early show. This is Carla. You're tuned in to the E-Buzz on EOTM Radio. Our studio guest tonight is As It Is. She's on our red sofa. And that track right there was City of Love. And that was definitely a different kind of vibe. So As It Is, let's talk about City of Love. And the beat, you know, I'm not really a big person that really understands what goes on behind the scenes as far as producing a track, but just that track right there is fire. So before we get into to you and the lyrics and things like that, let's talk about the actual track and who put that down. If you can share with us a little bit of information on that. Okay, that was weird. Okay, you were kind of cut, broke off. I didn't hear anything. Did you hear my question?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
I live in New Orleans, and I was born and raised in New Orleans. And ever since I lived in New Orleans, it was always that sense of, like, the people there always had to fend for themselves because the government in New Orleans, the city hall or whatever, don't really take into account its people. All they're basically worried about is, like, making money off of Mardi Gras and stuff like that. I noticed, you know, after Katrina happened, you know, I went back to New Orleans and I noticed there was tons of people just sleeping underneath that bridge, one of the major bridges that most of the people died on. And a lot of them were homeless. They were living under the bridge. And this was happening during Mardi Gras. They had a Mardi Gras after Katrina. And I thought, if FEMA gave all that money to help these people, why are you focused on Mardi Gras? Why aren't you focused on getting these people housing?
Right.
You know? So a lot of it is just, you know, these people that just want to make money off of the situation because New Orleans generates a lot of money all the time. So basically this song is just about the corrupted politicians there and, you know, I wanted to turn the city into the city of love instead of, you know, what it is now.
Wow.
So it's
that
kind of,
is definitely. You say what? It's kind of what?
It's kind of like a campaign to switch the city into not just only the city of music, but the city of love, you know, to make it more about the people.
Right. So what has the response been to the, you know, to the people in New Orleans when it comes to, I mean, have you guys support with this track and, like, the mainstream radio stations?
We're just trying to push it. I was trying to push it as much as possible. There's a local, like, it used to be Tower Records back in the day, and it's in the French Quarter.
Right.
And it's basically, it's Peaches Record.
Okay.
And this lady, she's so supportive of my music, and she said, man, you get that song over here, even if it's on a single, I don't care, I'll sell it, you know, and she wants to put, you know those, it's like a sound box.
Right.
When you walk in, you see the picture of the artist, and you can hear their music. She wanted to do all of that.
Wow.
You know? But I'm still in Florida.
Right.
So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome, though, just to, you know, be able to, you know, for, and I'm not going to really call them a mom and pop because it's really not a mom and pop, but, yeah, just to be able to get that kind of reception. And we've featured that track on this particular show a couple times, and we've got Mad Love. We actually was at everybodyradio.com on yesterday, and they surprised us and played this track. They actually played City of Love as well as Industry Influence, and got much love for both of those tracks. So it's definitely a great, great track, and there's a great story behind it, and I think that's definitely needed in this hip hop, you know, this hip hop era today. Especially,
but you know,
in
New Orleans, the song that they gravitated to was Industry Influence,
mm-hmm.
more so than City of Love. I mean, I was trying to push City of Love as my first single originally off the album.
Right.
And then all of a sudden people just started digging Industry Influence and they played it on the radio. I'd much rather they played the City of Love. It's a beautiful song.
Right, it is. It is, and we actually got a couple of different ones that we're going to play today. So let's talk about a little bit about Industry Influence before we even bring it on. Tell us the story behind that.
Industry Influence, it's about bringing change to the industry and bringing more of a positive, it's saying bringing substance back to the music the way it used to be. You know, there was always a variety. You could choose what kind of hip-hop you wanted to listen to. Now it's just kind of like, okay, you turn on the radio and you have to listen to what they're pushing.
Right.
So that's basically what the song is. I did the song with Yero Slaps from San Francisco. I met on Reverb Nation, and he's a conscious hip-hop artist, and put it together.
That's what's up. We're going to definitely play that in a minute. But I just, you know, considering we're talking about industry influence and we're talking about a little bit about hip-hop and mainstream music, what are your thoughts on mainstream rap today?
Mainstream? Oh, I hate mainstream. I mean, I don't hate it because I love hip-hop.
Right.
So I like whether it's Nas, Jay-Z, Gucci Man, Soulja Boy. I like it because I'm a fan of hip-hop first.
Right.
But like I said, my plan is not to take over the whole industry with one sound.
Right.
I just think that there should be a variety, more of a variety out there in the mainstream. So that's what I wanted to do, is take the positive music and put it in the mainstream more.
Right. Hey, and that's definitely needed. So, how do you feel about trends in music this year? Especially, we got artists like Lady Gaga, who seems to have, she does have major influence. So, what are your thoughts on the trends in 2011 and 2012 with artists such as Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. I like her. I like her a lot because she's really political.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, her style is kind of weird. She's out there. She's very creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's saying a lot through her music, and it's pop music. I think it's really cool.
Right. You know? Yeah. Did you see her performance the other day at the VMAs?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
My mom doesn't have TV here, so kind of stuck in the country with no...
That's a beautiful thing. It's not nothing wrong with that. What I want to do right now, you guys, I want to go ahead and give you guys a taste of Industry Influence by As It Is. Listen to the lyrics. Check it out.
This is a T. Customs production.
Put all the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park as we park in Noah's Ark, saving in seeds from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shake me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to your sons and daughters.
armed with the torchlight, like in the south sipping iced tea. Feel the cool breeze, how refreshing. It's on, here's the medicine for you and yours. Better than anything else to open up doors to knowledge. Let it flow through your veins, bringing growth back to this fluidic plane.
Put
come
on the petty aside when I ride by. It's as it is in Garrett's Park, as we park and know what's off. Saving in seats from the phony, covered in baloney from the industry that left him so cold and lonely. You can't mold me, shape me, or break me. Remember, hatred never makes me. I'm cruising over volumes of water, lifting up from chaos and disorder, bringing substance back to
yeah.
your dungeon.
I'm bringing substance, fluidity, the opposite of stupidity. Someone get the AC to handle this humidity. Why is it as it is, and this is just how it is. Rappers for the people reciting on this heavy hit. Rock instrumental, this is not coincidental. Hop up on the airplane and take it continental. To flow on a different par, and I don't need a flashy car to ride around in. To let them know I'm a superstar. Chain and the glamour, the glitz and the demeanor. Tour bus, big yacht, Manhattan banners. I'm just city bound, my fam I like to be around. It's the beast of skyscraper, why the message underground?
Huh?
And that's the reason we can rise up. Get swag on 100, time to get your fly up.
With industry influence, and just want to break a couple of things down for the listeners in regards to this artist. She's constructing a new narrative of gender relationships that values communication, respect, thoughtfulness, and spirituality, along with positive affirmations of shared Black identity, which transcends gender inequalities. And this is a beautiful thing because it what it's doing is it'll create a social balance for lovers of music of all genres. And I know that, as it is, you mentioned that you're not really trying to necessarily infiltrate or make a really big change within it. You just want to, kind of sink your stuff
well,
in
I wanna
here
make
and there.
A change. I want to
yeah,
make
okay.
a change, but within the hip-hop system, like, yeah, we need to have more variety.
Right.
And I want to make that change, but I'm not trying to say get rid of all this and we want to.
Right.
You know, it
right.
would be nice if there was just more creativity involved
right.
instead of just cookie cutter stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how I feel about it, too, because, you know, I'm like you. I like the Wiz Khalifa. I like some Beyonce and. Hey, I guess I got Beyonce and Jay-Z on the mind because of Sweet Tea. But there are some really great artists out there, and I'm definitely with you. I'm definitely with you with just, kind of bringing so more to the to mainstream. It's kind of what Talib Kweli is trying to do, and he's very outspoken about that, as well as, like, Lupe Fiasco. So, definitely got to, definitely show props and just commend the artists that are out there really trying to push what they love. And that's just good old funky conscious music.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. It is really a beautiful thing. So you're doing some awesome things. So if our listeners are wanting to connect with you as it is, how would they be able to do that?
You guys can go on reverbnation.com/as it is. Or you can go to Facebook. I'm on Facebook as it is. Or you could go to Twitter. I'm on Twitter as it is. That's AZITIZ. And if you wanted to just get in contact with me, just to say, what up? I think your music is awesome. You can drop me a personal email at asitis@live.com. And I'm available for booking.
That's what's up. And so we listened to some of the music. We were able to find out a little bit more about As It Is and her mindset when it comes to the genre and this thing that she finds herself in, which is the music industry. You're doing some great, great things right now. So I don't want to really kind of drop.
With your help.
Oh, thank you. But, I mean, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. Like, when I talk about you as it is, and as far as the story, as far how we came in contact, I love music. I'm a music lover, definitely, but I'm definitely a big fan of conscious music, music with a message. And just like you, I really admire Lady Gaga, because she's not afraid to step outside the norm and preach whatever message it is that she wants to preach. And if you listen to her lyrics, there is a story behind it. You know, sometimes it's kind of crazy and quirky, but it's a life lesson with a lot of her stuff. So congratulations to her and all that stuff that she does and her successes. But, you know, and I feel the same way about you with the way you're trying to really push your music and your passions and things like that. And I say that to bring to the forefront a great thing that you actually are working on, the great, great thing. And I said I didn't want to say it, so I'll let you go ahead and break it down as far as what you're doing in South Africa and hip-hop.
Okay. Well, I'm working with this group in Johannesburg. His name is Mdudusi. And he's got this company, is called Headgear. And they are interested in bringing my music and the conscious feel-good vibe to South Africa and doing a tour there. And they also wanted to get a company to sponsor it, so that company could also promote their product in South Africa. So I thought it was a really great idea, because the company would sponsor the artist and they would also be able to bring their product there. And, you know, I think that South Africa really, really needs this positive, uplifting hip-hop, you know. And they get,
right.
I think he said something like he gets a lot of, you know, people who love hip-hop in Africa, period.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, definitely music lovers there. I know when I first heard about this initiative, I thought it was a really great thing, you know, because it aims to assist conscious hip-hop artists, as you said, and fans and brands, and helping them to enter into the South African market. And being there is a beautiful thing, because you can network, you're sharing ideas, and you're just you're locking arms with different people all over the world who have one main common denominator, and that's the love of music, the love of hip hop. And to launch it in South Africa is a beautiful thing. I think some of the meanings behind it's definitely going to be interesting to be out there and lock in arms with the South African people and just understanding why they love it so much. You know, I think I would just like to go just to be able to connect with them and you know, just understand what about hip hop do you love? Why are you passionate about it? And the kind of hip hop that they push, you know, definitely.
It would be fun.
Yes, definitely.
I'm just thrilled to go.
Yes.
I'm thrilled to go. Even if I wasn't doing music, you know, I think that Africa has always been a place I wanted to go.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know I heard you on Trey Love's show yesterday. You were saying definitely getting back to the root of things, to your roots. And I was in agreement with you until you said get back to the roots.
Not that kind of roots.
Okay. I'm like, huh?
It's all good. I'm
like,
sure everybody's
do.
Got, I think
yeah, I
people
like,
have different kinds of hair down there. Hairstyles.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. I don't know what they would say when, if they saw me coming there, brown-skinned girl with some gray eyes and some blonde hair. They'll probably kick me out of the mother.
No, I think that's cool.
That's what's up. Well, I definitely want you to hold tight. I want to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be coming right back, you guys. We got a little bit more time with our girl as it is. So hold tight. Who's that?
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch The Countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I'm
a word for the world.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 that wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right, but it didn't work out, none. We try to break it, but the wall is so strong. In front of us is blocking us, and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to his will, do it his way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much life left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acts, and at the end of the day you find them doing exactly. Though to some people it's been a good and bad, but tell me, what is it doing unto its life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
You are standing
balance, and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. All that guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm and stand with God, cause then it'll be late for lying to call on Kusam. There'll be no more give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. While you're thinking, save the last dance. If it's like it's free, so go obtain yours. All required of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. Though ain't never sin to repent, you too can save one. So be the pillar of the mob, do not let him fall, and the reward is gonna be great if you can know them tall. Hey,
you standing for long and your knees are getting weak.
Well, you got a hold of me.
Seems to me that I'm standing, you know, it's not easy for me. I'm only waiting on the word that is waiting for me.
You can only see the word.
standing firm.
This is on top, the gospel of freak. I'm preaching to the world from the peak, encouraging the ones that their knees are getting weak. See, we need your strength because we're weak and we're falling sick. Till the time you come, keep us in the shadow of your wind so we can stand firm and keep the faith. And the reward is gonna be great. Yeah, it seems like eternity, but it's gonna come in a time it's almost here. So we need to stand firm and keep the faith. Yeah, the reward will be great.
The reward will be great.
The tribe of sun will come and try to pull us down. They'll come like a storm and try to warn us now. They'll pull down the towns and some nations around. They'll roar like a lion, good mad at all the sound. Be sure to take a stand, stand on the solid ground. Flip from the sinking sand, run to the Savior's arm. Only there will you be safe and find peace of mind. Cause we guarantee you nothing but peace and eternal life. And
you will stand better.
That's my word, y'all. My word to the world. You need to stand firm and keep the faith till it comes and hold somebody else's hand. And the reward will be great. Yeah. It goes out to the world. Thank you.
Oh, welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B. You're listening. You're tuned in to the early show of the E-Buzz, and that artist right there, his name is On Top Samuel. He's actually from South Africa, and he was actually our Indie Artist of the Month for August. So kudos to you, On Top Samuel. Keep pushing out that great indie music. And if you're an indie artist and if you're looking for radio play, guess what? You can possibly get it here, possibly. Go ahead and submit your radio-edited music along with a brief bio and professional headshots. Send that to DJ Play My Song at EOTMRadio.com. That's DJ Play My Song at EOTMRadio.com. And the lady of the hour, we're actually talking with As It Is hip-hop artist, As It Is, and before the commercial break, we were talking about the great Explore South Africa tour that is launching April 2012. And with that, I want to welcome back As It Is.
Yo,
girly. All right, so we were talking about the South Africa tour. So let's talk about this whole concept, how it came about.
The whole concept came about, like I said, M. Ducey suggested it to me, and for me personally, I've been doing a lot of shows overseas,
okay,
and I find the response better than here. So, you know, I was trying to map out some different places that I did want to go.
Right.
And, you know, but it's always been me funding my own projects all the time.
Right.
And, which is good. I mean, if you're an independent artist, it's nice to fund your own projects and then hopefully somebody sees that you're doing that and then they want to participate because they see that you're doing quite well with it.
Right. So, right.
I just thought, you know, Africa was a place that I was thinking about before. And when he mentioned it, I was like, well, heck yeah, this is perfect.
Right.
So that's basically how it came along. And it just was really cool that it got to be a whole movement behind it.
Right.
Because then it's not just about myself.
Right, right.
It's about doing something that's right and positive for everybody.
Right, know? Right. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's about it.
Right. Well, I definitely agree, and I think that even the title of the tour is definitely something that would get people thinking, Explore South Africa Tour. And I'll say for the listeners out there that don't know, and I know we've mentioned it a couple times here on EOTM Radio, As It is a client that EOTM PR represents. So we're definitely behind this project with her 100%. And just to put it out there, we have actually been speaking with a lot of a couple different mainstream hip-hop artists and, well, conscious. That love the idea, so it's really exciting to be able to see that there is reception and people are, you know, definitely wanting to be a part of something like this. So with that, I'm gonna let the listeners know, definitely, if just because you're in the United States, that don't mean you can't come out and enjoy the music and just enjoy the camaraderie of real true hip hop lovers from all over the world. You can definitely be a part of this movement. Definitely, get your passports ready because it's going down April 2012, and you could definitely stay connected with all things As It Is by going to her Reverb Nation page, her Facebook, as well as her Twitter, and she's very Googleable. It's a beautiful thing. Just Google As It Is, AZITIZ, and you'll find her. And if you're looking for more specific information in regards to how you can take part of the tour, we do have a sponsorship package put together, whereas we are definitely looking for media sponsors to come to South Africa, as well as corporate community sponsors. So we have the whole package, and you can definitely contact me over at EOT and Public Relations via 213-290-3573, or you can email me at PR@EOTMradio.com, PR@EOTMradio.com, and we can definitely send you a one-sheeter as well as our sponsorship package. You can have all the information so you can see what's up and see, you know, how you can take part and be a part of this momentous occasion, because that's what it will be, and I'm just going to tell you now, it is. even if I wasn't a part of it, just being a part of something, whereas you going back to the root of things, and not saying that hip hop started in South Africa, but it's definitely there, and the love of hip hop and music is definitely there. So definitely we want to lock arms with you. So make sure you connect with us, definitely.
Yeah, come out to Africa, y'all.
Hey, for real. Yeah, and I think a lot of people want to, and it's really not, you know, that expensive at all. And I think that, you know, we can definitely even, I don't know, we can probably get one of our travel agent people that we network with via our Entrepreneur on the Move group on Facebook. Maybe put something together, put some kind of travel package together for people that want to come.
Accommodations,
yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking that we can probably put something like that together for people that are wanting to go and just, you know, clueless in regards to the price. Yeah. But definitely get your passports before you even contact us, because you definitely got to get that. But definitely As It Is, it has I'm definitely looking forward to this tour and all the other great things that you got planned. And speaking of other great things that you got planned, I know you got a CD that's going to be dropping soon. You just had a single released. So let's talk about that and where they can pick up your music.
Well, my first single released on iTunes by Def Jam Digital, and that you can find on Rhapsody. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on all the virtual stores. And the next, my album.
What was that single? What was that single called? Was that the City of Love?
No, I'm sorry. It was Industry Influence.
Oh, okay.
And my album is going to be up for download pretty soon. It's called The City of Love. And you'll get about 13 tracks, and you get two hidden tracks. But the best thing to do is actually buy the CD, because there's a hidden poster inside the CD.
Wow.
So that's really cool. It's nice to have that whole package.
Yes. So when can we expect that? You said that soon. So, like, within, just stay connected, I guess, to all things as it is for breaking news, right?
Right, exactly.
That's what's up. Well, I know that you are, you haven't been in the game really long, but you definitely, just even hearing your interviews, not just on like EOTM and the other ones I've heard you on, I've seen you on TV, and you just seem like you've been around for a long time. You just got that kind of vibe to yourself. So one of the things that I ask different particular people that come onto the show, who I feel has, you know, a real strong, you know, meaning and the message. And I try to, you know, get with them and to see what kind of advice they would be willing to share to some of the indie artists that are out there listening to our show and are probably looking to get into the music industry in some capacity, and they're clueless. You know, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I just feel like you do have a lot of great insight and great information and advice to share with our listeners. And if you can share anything right now, that would be great.
Okay. Well, my first piece of advice would be to be yourself and make music that you want to make. Don't make music because you think that other people will like it. I understand that, you know, you want to please people with your music, but don't make music because of what other people are doing, how they're making music. Be individualistic.
Like that.
I'm gonna say that. And then, you know, find your own niche. And that's what I had to do. I think my very first demo, you know, I was trying to do a bunch of different styles of what I thought that, you know, what I heard on the radio and stuff like that. And I just realized, you know, it's not me. You know,
right.
I just have to put my own self down in the studio and see how it comes about.
Right.
So that's the first piece of advice. The second one, I would say, be a risk taker. If you know you got good music, you've got to share it with people. Don't
right.
just put it on the internet and say, oh, you know, it's good. My music will sell itself. You got to be out there. You got to be on
right.
the internet promoting and constantly getting people to, you know, go to your Facebook page or go to your Reverb Nation page and really just constantly pump them and flood them with new songs and what you got going on.
Right.
And that generates a lot of following, and people see that you're actually serious about getting your stuff out there. This one guy gave me some really good advice. He said that a lot of the whack MCs that are on the radio right now, they made it there because their hustle was really up to par.
Right.
And they knew, okay, well, maybe my raps aren't so good, but I'm going to get them by, you know, really pushing my music out there.
Right.
And getting attention. So that's how they usually do it. And I think if you're a good indie artist, you got to do that.
Right. I definitely agree. And I talk to a lot of people that have made it within the entertainment industry. And a lot of them, when I guess they tried the original way of doing things and it didn't necessarily work, they went to social media. I'll give you share a really quick story. A friend of mine, his name is Afion Crockett. He has a new show on Fox called In the Flow, and he was on Wild Out Wednesdays for some years, and he had some success there on BET. But then after that, he said he wanted to start. He wanted a TV show, and he went to the networks, and they were like, "No," you know. So. You know, he went to YouTube and he started creating his little skits and things of that sort, and he created a really large following. Sorry, millions of people watching his skits on YouTube, and he then in turn took that to Fox and they gave him a show. So wow. You definitely, yeah, that social media is definitely key. I talk to different, you know, people, A&R executives and heads of labels, and they say the same thing. Does your artist, you know, how many hits do they have on MySpace, on Reverb Nation? They look at numbers. Numbers are important, so you are correct 100%. And I hope the listeners hear that and definitely do that, because social media is definitely a really big, big thing these days, for not just artists, but for businesses as well. I think every company in the United States has a Facebook and Twitter now. And if they don't, they're going to sink. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret has one too.
Mhm. Yep, I think almost everyone. So yeah, that's definitely something. You got to stay with the times and just, you know, keep with it, regardless of how crazy you might think it is. I was kind of pissed off after MySpace, because I think I had a following of like over 10,000 friends, and then nobody was there anymore. And they're like, we're here at Facebook. I'm like, are you serious? I got to start all over again.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hey, it
there's
is.
Google,
yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
On Google Plus or whatever, and you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be on that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I actually just took a search engine marketing class, and they were saying how Google Plus is going to be the next big thing. So we'll see. I definitely have a lot of confidence in Google. So, yeah, definitely. So anyway, thank you so much as it is. I do have another track that I'm going to feature from you. So before we go, I want you to go ahead and share with our listeners how they can contact you again.
Okay, you can contact me on reverbnation.com/as it is. You can also check me out on Facebook, As It Is, and you can check me out on, you can go to my MySpace page, but, you know. And then, we'll see what else. Okay, Reverb Nation, Facebook, and Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
And YouTube. You can check out my YouTube page also. It's As It Is 108 on YouTube. And the way you spell my name is AZITIZ, As It Is.
As It Is, that's what's up. And As It is I believe, all things hip-hop. Her music is definitely, is fundamental to hip-hop. So stay connected. We're actually also booking As It Is for radio interviews, as well as TV and magazine. So definitely connect with me over at EOTM Public Relations, 213-290-3573. This next track, we're going to play for you as it is. It is We Don't Stop. So go ahead and give us a little bit of information in regards to this track we're going to be checking out.
Well, this track is about I don't stop my music. I'm not going to stop my love and my passion for it. And I'm not going to stop hustling, basically. Not hustling in that sense, but,
right.
You know, it's kind of like you can't knock my hustle as an MC.
Right.
And that's basically what the song is about.
I love that. I love it because, let me tell you, one of my favorite quotes as it is, it's impossible to stop a woman that won't quit.
Oh.
You know, yeah. So I think We Don't Stop might be my theme song.
Hey.
Check it out. Check it out. Thanks so much as it is. We'll definitely have a part 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 to this interview. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We're heading into our second half. It's going to be called The Late Show. But before we do that, y'all, check out As It Is, We Don't Stop. Thanks again, As It Is, for stopping by the EVA.
Drive my Geo Prism, full of independence, to defy and defend it. Tattooed and
dreading scaring you white women. I like women cause the fight's in them, and at night they got a little bit of Ike in them, so I put a dike in it. All around the world, why you stuck with Chuck? Asking him, huh, if you're pretty enough. Come on.
That. house, she on the jock. Stop, stop when we in the spot. Booty moving weight like she on the block. With a drink, I got to know. Tight jeans, tattoo, cause I'm rock and roll. Half black, half white, I don't know. Gang of money.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish blue rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a ride to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin.
Hey, party rock is in the house tonight.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Yeah,
and we gon' make you lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Every day.
One, two.
Ha!
Yo, I was like, Mama, Mama, Mama. You can find Papa drinking my tie. What you want on my tie? Brown suede, Prada. Walking through my Kingston with Shatan.
Oh! My mind, I need to get out of sight, but I end up behind bars. What started out as a simple altercation turns into a real sticky situation. Me just thinking on the time that I'm facing makes me wanna cry. Cause I didn't mean to hurt him, could have been somebody's son, and I took his heart with. Please give me minimal. Run out of town, none of them can't see me now.
beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi, and I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, 'cause they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you. I know you feel where I'm coming from. Regardless of the things in my past that I've done, most of it really was for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none. It's so much nonsense, it's on my conscience. I'm thinking maybe I should get it out. And I don't want to sound redundant, but I was wondering if there was something. Now think about it.
I've been to London, I've been to Paris, even way out there in Tokyo. Back home down in Georgia, to New Orleans, but you always do the show. And just like that, girl, you got me thrown.
Got me thrown.
Like a Nintendo 64. If you never knew, well, now you know.
No,
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 no. Beautiful girls all over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing.
Whether a bus or a plane, or a car or a train, no other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame.
Beautiful girls all over the world.
All over.
I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Wow.
They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
They might say hi, and I might say hey.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Late Show. This is your girl, Carla B. You're tuned in to the E-Buzz, and I got a very special indie treat for y'all tonight. I'm going to be featuring music by or from a artist, at this point, I really don't know what genre I want to pin her in, or even if I want to pin her into one in particular. So I'm going to play and feature about four tracks of hers tonight, and then you guys can let me know what genre of music you think she falls within. Her name is Desire, and the first track is Joyride to Hell. Check it out. Alrighty. While they're trying to get Joyride to Hell together, I want to definitely advise you, if I can, so very kindly, I want to let you know that if you're definitely looking to stay connected to all things EOTM Radio, what you can do is you can subscribe to receive alerts to future shows right via our radio page, EOTMRadio.com. Subscribe to receive alerts to future shows because you are not going to want to miss all the great fun personalities, the funny people like me, the crazy people like Sweet Tea, the conspiracy theorist people like Mocha D, all the great people over at the Stephen Knight Show, Ron Anthony, Mother Jenkins, and I know I'm missing some people. But you just don't want to miss it. You definitely don't. And so you won't miss it, just make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. That way, guess what? You'll know what's up with EOTM Radio and all our different personalities. Check out Joyride to Hell by Desire.
I'm in the past.
I'm not afraid of the dark. your ass.
Beat up to my level, boy, I leave you in disaster.
Vision my behavior on me, use a block of crap.
No one want AP, feeling done sick. Platinum plate burning if I control the stick.
That's the throne, if you hit the room with me.
If you want a lower level, go back home to mommy. I'm
past the limit, under it all.
Watch me smoke like the sky.
In the normal races, speed versus time.
If you're rolling next to me, and then a bitch with my knife.
That's the limit.
You're wondering, this is Carla B, and you are tuned in to the E-Buzz.
Carla B, Hollywood bound.
Attention, attention, all independent artists. Allow EOTM to use their expertise and create the buzz you deserve. Email them today for a free marketing analysis, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. That's marketing@queensofinternetradio.com, or call 678-548-9466. Internet
I'm
comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMradio.com.
EOTM Radio. Got it going on. And we're moving strong.
Hey, y'all, this is Carla B. A couple quick announcements. Number one, I want to, again, thank my guest tonight, as it is, for chiming with me for the early show of the E-Buzz, as it is. Definitely doing some great, great things, and you can discover all things as it is by visiting. You can actually Google her to find her on Facebook, Twitter, as well as Reverb Nation. And as it is spelled A-Z-I-T-I-Z. You can also find more information about As It Is by visiting EOTMblog.com and clicking on Electronic Press Kits, or EPK. She's actually one of our clients. You can find out all of her websites, her music, her videos, all that good stuff. You can actually find it via EOTMblog.com, or you can actually Google her. And that's always a beautiful thing as well. We don't have any qualms or in regards to Google. Also, make sure, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to receive alerts to future shows. We do have shows going on 24/7 here via EOTM Radio. And make sure you're in the house. On Friday, I'll be actually interviewing visionary Lacey Durrell Phillips. He actually has a show of his own on KJLH. And his show, he's actually co-creator of the Ultimate Underground Project. I actually met him when I sat on the panel for the Industry Connects earlier this month, or it was about 2 weeks ago, but definitely a great guy. Definitely make sure you're in the house. He actually does this thing, which is the Ultimate Underground Project, and it's another really great indie, it's something great for indie artists. So as you see here via EOTM, we are definitely, we do a lot for the indie artists. So if you appreciate our show, only thing we ask you to do is just share it with a friend. And that's all. Just share it with a friend. And my philosophy here, I'm just like a kindergartner, sharing is caring. And you can never, you know, have enough of that going around in the world. Anyway, we're going to definitely keep it moving. I got to kind of switch things up a little bit because I love indie, but I also love the mainstream artists. And I got some requests for this track right here, so check it out. And to continue to groove to the Late Show with Carly.
I said, we the best at making this green. Yeah. I swear Mountain Dew ain't got nothing on my team. F is for the family that's holding me down. I think niggas know who run this town. A is for the action I'm all about. Blow a nigga head off, kill all the doubt. Woo. B is for the big boys with the grown money. And bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. Ow. Shots of Trona are like fall in the moan. It ain't over till it's over, low, so I'm gone.
Nice young, they don't say. Come down, make no mistake.
They can say, hey, and my energy's on the horizon. When I wake,
all I see is the sunrise.
Hey, when I wake, always saying, what the hell does that mean?
What?
J is for the justice I did to the game.
Yeah.
A lot of these niggas that's on is lame. A's for the way I airs them out. Hoops by the tools, I pairs them out.
Okay.
G's for the dope that a nigga still pumping.
Yep.
12-hour shifts, got the spot still jumping. Rocking on till the block is gone. 38 is snub nose, but the chopper's long.
You never get this time, so they say.
When I'm waiting, all I see is the horizon.
Life, ladies and free everywhere.
Come on, sweetie, I know the game. Since 15, I was raised by a hoe and dame. If you can't respect that, it's when you know it changed. Haters throwing shots, I don't feel shit. Overcame. Confidence, the picture, you'll be broken till you get it. Fiends double back and overdose when it's a hit. It's how the game, I got it matched. Came up, young bastard out the gutter. No, my mother gave a fuck about the fashion. Said, fuck 9 to 5. Hustle to get fly. I live quietly, nigga, just to get by. Viagra popping, every single record, auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow, stripper booty in a rack like wow, brain like Berkeley, better at Coachella. I went to see Chica, she went to see Z Trip, perfect. I took a seat on the ice, hold on. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby? Fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me none. Love me none. Love me none. Numb, numb, numb. Sink full of dishes. Pacing in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast. Yikes. Bed full of women. Flip on a tripod. Little red light on. Shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back, you pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on camp. But there's no drug around. If I like what I found, you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? They don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now.
life. Ladies set free everywhere.
What turns me on? Well, my biggest turn off, I like a man to kiss my neck and go all the way down till he touched the bottom.
www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Entrepreneurs on the move. reshape and life for a better tomorrow.